Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through the book of 1 Corinthians as we continue through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
How many of y'all have ever heard of Erwin Lutzer? Okay. He was the pastor of Moody Church in Chicago for many, many years. A great Bible mind. He has some great teachings and all. And he has a radio broadcast for many, many years. The radio broadcast, every once in a while, I'd listen to it when I'm backslidden and I'd want to listen to other. She said, it's good to hear other gospel preachers and teaching and all. The title of his radio show, radio broadcast, is called Running to Win. That's the name of the broadcast, Running to Win. And the thought is, in your life, how we don't live a life of defeat as believers, that we're to run to win, to running to win. And I believe, I haven't talked, never taught, he's still alive, but I've never talked to him, but I would not doubt that he got that thought of running to win probably from this passage of Scripture, so run I, you know, and these kind of things. What a thought, running to win. And if I had a message or a title for my Sunday school lesson this morning, actually I wrote it in the top of my paper, Running to Win. I never title a Bible study, but that thought came to mind actually yesterday about Running to Win and Erwin Lutzer. Matter of fact, I heard he was here in Sebring just a couple weeks ago. He's still out promoting Moody Radio and things of that nature, and he was in Sebring at a church preaching there. But anyway, verse number 24, with the thought, running to win. That's what I want you to get in your mind this morning over the next few minutes, the thought. Verse number 24, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? Now, back in Paul's day, much like it is today, sporting events were a big deal. Matter of fact, back in Paul's days, the number one sporting event worldwide was something they call the Olympics. You ever heard the Olympics?
Yes.
Okay. They still go on today. I think they're going to have them in Los Angeles. I think next time they're having the Olympics here, next year or two, whatever it's going to be, it's going to be in Los Angeles, California. They move them all around the world. And back in Paul's days, the Olympics were the biggest deal. The second largest sporting event was just outside of Corinth, where this letter was written. It's called the Isthmian Games, okay? And it's a huge, athletes from all over the world would come and compete in these games. They have wrestling, they'd have running events, all much like they still do today, but some 2,000 years ago. So Paul knew that the people of Corinth were very much aware of these events that are taking place right outside of Corinth there at these events. So he uses that as an illustration about running when he says, know you not that they which run in a race, and he compares that to these people who are running these races, the Isthmian Games, that were held, by the way, every 3 years. These games were, the Olympics were every 4 years, like we hold them even today. These other games were held every 3 years. And they were second in prestige to only the Olympic Games. And all the athletes, they would train and discipline their lives and participate for these events. But in these games, there's only one winner. Unlike today, where like you go to Little League Baseball and all, I'm not involved in it, but when the kids were playing baseball, I'll go to all the Little League Baseball games. And they'd be a first place, second place. I think now everybody's a winner. I don't know how they work, you know, but everybody's winning. They want people to get upset, you know, anyway. But back then, you only had one winner. You run that race and you know about the prize. We're going to look at that in a little bit. And when he talks about, they do it to obtain a corruptible crown. And the crown he's talking about was one of those crowns of wreath that was wrapped in garland. And sometimes it even decorative, that really lovely. And they would place it on the winner's head. And after a while, that crown of wreath, it would fade away. It would kind of, like some of these flowers, I bought my wife some beautiful flowers here. I got them from Valentine's Day, and then I got some, I try to get something for her every week or so. Amen. You go in our house, and right there on the dining room table is a big old bouquet of flowers. Okay. Yesterday, she had to pull out the roses, because the roses were just they kind of fell over. The other flowers are still looking good and all. The thought is, after a while, these things fade away. And he says, because of that, only one receives the prize. I love this, where he says, because of that, look here in verse number 24. So run that ye may obtain. So he talked about those guys who are running that race. He compares that in the Christian life, that we're to run, running to win, that we may obtain. What he's talking about, that we may obtain. Paul reminds the believer that it is possible for each believer to receive a reward if he finishes the race in victory. I'll get to this at the end of the lesson this morning. We all have the potential. Let me just kick out. We all have the potential of being in the bride of Christ. Every one of us. Saved, you baptized in church, you have that potential to be in the bride of Christ. But it's not till we're at the end of the race, end of our life, and then at the judgment seat of Christ, we see what kind of rewards we're getting. All. But we all have that potential. And he's telling that every believer that you can run so that you can obtain that prize. Now, let me add this, and it wasn't in my notes. He's not talking about running a foot race with the devil. In other words, I'm going to beat him to the finish line. If I beat him to the finish line, I'm saved and I'm waiting. There's a lot of people who believe you can lose your salvation. And that if you don't beat him to the finish line, so to speak, well, you're not going to go to heaven. This is not what he's talking about at all. You cannot lose your salvation. You did nothing to obtain it. You can do nothing to lose it. So he's not talking about losing salvation at all here. Where the individual will cross the finish line is what ought to be our goal. And here, our Lord and Master say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, and I will make thee a ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord, Matthew 25:21. So that's why he's emphasizing here in verse number 24. Just like they do, those athletes out there, they're running to obtain a prize, so do you. You keep running that ye may obtain. Again, let me emphasize, he's not talking about obtaining salvation. We don't obtain salvation by running or by doing good works. Salvation is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Because he, notice the verse number 25. Again, he compares the two with the athlete and the believer. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. So again, he compares that athlete who's out there running physically these races to the believer who's running his race for the Lord. Notice that every man that striveth, the word striveth means to contend and to struggle. I went to Sonny's Barbecue this past week, the brand new one. I went there, okay? Thank you, Ronnie. We had a gift card. Somebody gave us a gift card. I love our church members. We went to Sonny's Barbecue, okay? Went there, and they're playing some kind of music. And I'm listening to that music. And it was a good meal, and we started, and the waitress come to the table. How did you enjoy? Man, we enjoyed the food. It was really good. The service great. But I don't care. I was joking with it. I didn't care much for that music. I said, I'm in Sonny's Barbecue, and I would think they'd be playing country music. And she looked at me, she said, that is country music. I said, that's not the country music I grew up with. Nothing like it. And she said, oh, that's the country music. That's nothing. And I said all that to say this. Christian life, when people get saved, who's that lady who sang that song, I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden. Who? Lynn Anderson. Okay, Lynn Anderson, you're telling on yourself now, all right? Christianity is not like that. They think when they get saved, my problem is solved. I'm now in a bed of roses, and I just, man, I'm on that straight path, and no problem. No. He talks about here that striveth. The word is to contend, to struggle. It's a struggle to live a Christian life.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.